Now we're going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from our former games, Jessica, Sammy, Nick, Betsy, and Dan to play our Ask Me One More final round. Our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, will lead this final round.
The final round is called Waterworld. I'm sorry to disappoint all the Kevin Costner fans, but the questions won't be about his dystopian epic. Instead, they will be about words or phrases that include the word water. For example, if I said it's a device for dispensing refrigerated liquid, usually in an office, your answer would be water cooler. We're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out, and you'll only have a few seconds to give us an answer. The last person standing will be our Ask Me Another grand prize winner, and that prize will be a unique collection of hand-picked memorabilia from Kevin Corrigan, including two CDs with some original artwork by Kevin himself. All right, here we go. Jess, you're up first. It's what the itsy bitsy spider went up.
Water spout.
Correct. Sammy, don't dispose of your infant when you get rid of this.
Bath water.
Correct. Nick, the latter half to this saying is, but you can't make him drink.
You can lead a horse to water.
Correct. Betsy, the man credited with inventing this piece of sleeping furniture initially tried filling a giant vinyl bag with Jell-O.
It's a waterbed.
Waterbed is correct. Dan, this small town in Ireland lends its name to a brand of clear, colorless flint glass, also known as crystal.
Waterstone.
No, that's not correct. Jess, do you know?
Waterford.
Waterford is correct. Dan, thank you so much. All right, Sammy. They won't help them fly, but these inflatable bags will help a child float.
Water wings?
That's correct. Nick, this idiom about putting family before friends is scientifically true.
Blood is thicker than water.
That is correct. Betsy, it's the title track from the final Simon and Garfunkel studio album.
Bridge Over Troubled Water?
That's correct. Jess, fast-moving rapids such as those one might canoe or raft on.
Whitewater?
That's correct. Sammy, she's the owner and executive chef of the legendary Berkeley, California restaurant Chez Panisse.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, here we go again. Nick.
No, I don't know either.
All right, Betsy.
Alice Waters.
Correct, Betsy. Thank you, Nick and Sammy. We are down to our last two contestants, Jess and Betsy. All right, so we have a tiebreaker for the two of you. So come on up to the buzzers. Here you go. This is your tiebreaker for all the marbles. A popular summer fruit from the gourd family. Jess.
Watermelon.
Watermelon is correct. Congratulations, you're our grand prize winner.
What a game. Congratulations, Jess. You're Ask Me Another winner. Enjoy your Beatlemania prize provided by Kevin Corrigan. That is our show. Thank you so much for playing. Check out our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at NPR Ask Me Another. And come see us live. Go to amatickets.org. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Greg Pliska.
Hey, my name anagrams to Sparkle Gig.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou jolt a cannon.
Our puzzle editor is Art Chung, with additional puzzle writing by Matt Foster, Natasha Lake, Josiah Madigan, Scott Ross, Daniel Thompson, Greg Volk, and senior writer Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another is produced by Josh Rogerson, Denny Shin, Lena Masitzis, and Mackenzie Austin. Our executive producer is Jesse Baker. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore and Kirsten Muller. Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House,
Hot Heel Blues,
and our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias,
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.